Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen. Roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits, and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail. Kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a
it is indeed once again time to hit the trail with Trail Tunes on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, the show that plays the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces.
The trail.
Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howling and I'm bound to hit the trail.
Oh,
the quickest on the trigger. When I shoot to kill. I'm a hero down in the Rio, where they talk about me still. Once I robbed the big ranchero, who was a rich beyond compare, and to ransom I held his daughter. Was young and she was fair.
Oh, lay up, Don Ranchero, the bandit of the sea. Oh, lay, he is a bandit, the bandit of the sea.
She was sweet and she was tender. There was love light in her eyes. In my arms she soon surrendered, very much to my surprise. I refused her father's ransom, and I kept the greater prize. Now at night we ride together Brazilian skies.
Snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U. At 40 a month, a plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. Hit riding them baddens, well, you ain't slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo. While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle, and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better, and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. The dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a-showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a-dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a-making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a-snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a-bucking and a-bawling and a-blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes to fence rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, but he come back alone. Up high I turns over, and below I can see. He's a-pawing up dirt just a-waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister that thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind ewe. When I landed, he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole, and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them bramers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old flying ewe.
Chris Ledeau on 105.5 WIRI with Bad Brahma Bull. And before that, we opened up Trail Tunes today with Tex Ritter and the Bandit. Welcome, everyone. Time once again for your Cowboy Western and South of the Border show. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Great to be here. Got a lot of really cool old-timey songs on the way, including one of the all-time great bands, Bob Wilson, his Texas Playboys. I don't know if you knew this, but they had a radio show back in the 1940s called All-Star Western Theater. If you get a chance to listen to a couple of those, they're actually pretty good. Mr. Wills was a decent radio actor. Well, here they are doing what they do best, though, singing songs. Take Me Back to Tulsa on 105.5.
Sucks a blossom, big bee gets the honey, dark he raise the cotton, white man gets the money. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Turn it on, boy, turn it on.
Walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie.
Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Smile, never do look sour.
No.
Travel all over the country, playing by the hour.
Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Cobarde, y aunque triste, con
el alma sobre un mar de sentimientos. Todavía no cicatrizan mis heridas. Ese radio me tocó en el peor momento. La canción que amargan más las despedidas. Rechazar.
One of the most famous singers to come out of Mexico. That was Vicente Fernandez with Escuche Las Golondrinas. Wow. Glad I got that one out. And before that, we heard from The Country Gentleman, The Convict, and The Rose. Keeping it going here on Trail Tunes, everyone. Before we get to a break, we got another classic here on the way. This time by the Lonesome Valley Singers. Here's Blood on the Saddle on 105.5.
There was blood on the saddle and blood all around, and a great big puddle of blood on the ground.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Join me for Weekend in the Country every Sunday night at 6 right here on 105.5 WIRI. We'll relive a memorable week in country music from 1980 through 1999, counting down the top 20 hits of the week direct from the Billboard country charts. We'll mix in some trivia and pop culture and take a voyage back in time through some of country's greatest years. Join me Sunday nights at 6 for Weekend in the Country on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows around 23. Mostly sunny, and we'll see a high in the mid-50s on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Partly sunny and in the upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 37.
Country legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
on his horse is a mighty wondrous thing. But the cavalry comes a-charging, and the Indian arrows sing. Rawhide strong, Trooper Hook knew the West like a book. Soldier true to his fighting, never through, never through. The mountains stretch their lonely peaks against the copper sky. The dusty earth resounded as the trooper he rode by. Shining spurs, army rig, makes a man feel mighty big. Give me earth, give me sky, let me live, let me die as a trooper. And he found a captive wife of an Apache Indian chief. It's his duty to restore her to her husband bowed with grief. But she would not part with the child of her heart. And she knew fear and danger too, danger too. Oh, great and strong the man was he, and his heart he was so kind. She aimed to give him peace and rest, no blame was in his mind. There instead the trooper Hook unforgave, which they took. And she knew this man would take him through, take him through. They rode the stage to bring her back, the driver seated high. He snapped his great long snaky whip against the windblown sky. On he shouted, Haru, as he drove the stage on through. But the Indians followed too, and within the coach they knew mortal danger. The trooper walked to meet the chief with a firm and steady tread. Beside the coach they watched the scene, and the women fill with dread. Life or death, what would it be? Return the child and set them free, or buy the things they need? Would there be another plea? By the mother, King Solomon alone could solve this problem oh so grim. Each parent had a natural right to deny it was a sin. The trooper's duty it was plain, and so he chanced a desperate game. Would the chief give up his claim or put a bullet in the brain of his child? Trooper Hook, he did free them from their desperate, lonely stand. He took the mother and the child, fleeing the Apache band. Her husband of the past could not accept her mixed-blood son. So the trooper took them in, and from the Apaches they did run. They did run. Trooper Hook upon his horse is a mighty wondrous thing. But the cavalry comes a-charging, and the Indian arrows sing. Rawhide strong, Trooper Hook knew the West like a book. Soldier true to his fighting, never through, never through, never through.
Oh, you wild, raging river, like my woman's lips, you lure me. Pied Piper of the desert, roll on to the sea. You're the same at noon or midnight, and I'd follow where you go. But you're planning no returning, you wild Colorado. If I had no love of life, I'd become part of your flow. But I fear the place you'd take me, you wild Colorado. Oh, you wild raging river, from the fountains of the mountains,
You ripple down the valleys, growing wide and swift and deep. With what power you cut your canyons? How long ago? You're as wayward as my woman, you wild Colorado. If I had no love of life, I'd become part of your flow. But I fear the place you'd take me, you wild Colorado.
Johnny Cash, You Wild Colorado. And before that, we heard from R.W. Hampton with Trooper Hook. Up next, everyone, on Trail Tunes, we have two of the best ballad singers around. And I do say ballad in the old sense of the word, not as a slow love song, but as a story song. We've got Marty Robbins coming up in just a little bit. But right now, one of the best of the modern cowboys. Here's Dave Stamey, The Border Affair on 105.5.
Spanish is the loving tongue, soft as silver, light as spray. There was a girl I learned it from, living down some old way. I don't look much like a lover, still I say her love words over, mostly when I'm all alone. Mi amor, mi corazón. There were nights when I would ride, and she would listen for my spurs, swing that big door open wide, and raise those laughing eyes of hers. Oh, how my heart would ne'er stop beating when I hear her tender greeting, whispered low for me alone. Mi amor, mi corazón. Moonlight on the patio, old Senora nodding in. Me and Juana talking low, so her madre wouldn't hear. Oh, how those hours would get to flying. Pretty soon I'd hear her crying. Please don't leave me all alone. Mi amor, mi corazón. Then one night I had to fly. I got into a foolish gambling fight. I had to say a swift goodbye in that black, unlucky night. Traveling Her words kept ringing with every hoofbeat. I'd hear her singing, please don't leave me all alone. Mi amor, mi corazón. I ain't never seen her since that night. I can't cross the line, you know. She was Mexican and I was white. Like as not, it's better so. And yet I've always sort of missed her since that very last night that I kissed her. I broke her heart, but I lost my own. Adios, mi corazón.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short barrel bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, Nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning. The bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke. 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather. Beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Silent through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Now, oh, how my lonely heart is aching tonight for that girl I left behind. And oh, I'd give if I could be there tonight with a sweetheart who's waiting for me in the blue Canadian Rockies. Spring is silent through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the bank of Lake Louise. Across the sea they come, and on a love so true. For the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love to see, and the one I love to see.
The Byrds, Blue Canadian Rockies from their classic album Sweetheart of the Rodeo. And before that, we heard from Marty Robbins, Mr. Shorty, another one of those great cowboy ballads. We have one more song to play before we get to our final break here, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. Lots more to come on Trail Tunes. We've got up next Sons of the Pioneers, the Everlasting Hills of Oklahoma on 105.5.
The Everlasting Hills of Oklahoma. Pioneers who long have gone, their wagon wheels still rumble on when thunder peals and falls upon the everlasting hills of Oklahoma.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Come work for a world-renowned golf resort right in your own backyard. On Saturday, March 22nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sand Valley is holding a hiring event for both full and part-time seasonal help. Sand Valley is growing and seeking friendly, reliable, and outgoing individuals to join their team. Positions include the golf course and the grounds, check-in and guest services at the resort, plus dining and the reservation center. On March 22nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., see what opportunities await you. Go to sandvalley.com/careers for more information.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Down in old Matamoras, that's where my heart is. And oh, how I'm longing to see the girl with the brown eyes who wakes neath the blue skies in old Matamoras for me. It's only a stone's throw from Texas to Mexico, and when I leave Brownsville, I'll be down. Matamoras. That's where my heart is, and that's where she's waiting for me. Oh, the girls are so pretty in Oklahoma City, and they're good looking too in KC. And I tell you, amigo, the women of Waco are as lovely as you'll ever see. I've loved some and lost some, but for me there's only one, and soon in my arms she'll be. Down in old Matamoras, that's where my heart is, and that's where she's waiting for me. It's only a stone's throw from Texas to Mexico, and when I leave Brownsville, I'll be down in old Matamoras. That's where my heart is, and that's where she's waiting for me.
I did everything that I could, but your fever just wouldn't die down. So I tied your horse to the wagon bed, and last night I brought you to town. But when I got there, you were gone, Jim, and there was nothing nobody could do. I bought you a suit and a tie, Jim, and today I wore one too. Jim, I wore a tie today, the first one that I ever wore. And you'd have said I looked like a dummy out of a dry goods store. Jim, they said a lot of things, but I don't know a thing they said. My mind kept wandering off down the trail, back to the times that we've had.
Climb her through the sun and the rain,
hand in for gold on the cuff. The book, I guess, had a lot they'd never thought of. Well,
Jim,
you're riding on ahead. I guess that's how it has to be. But when you reach those streets paved with gold, stake a claim out for me.
Jim.
Eddie Arnold, Jim, I Wore a Tie Today. And before that, we heard from Gene Davenport, Down in Old Matamoras. That's about it for today, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Trail Tunes. We're going to wrap it up with the same song that we started with, only a different version, a little bit longer one as well. Here's Rory Block and Rick Roberts. It's the Bandit of Brazil. So long, everybody.
Well, I'm the quickest on the trigger, and when I shoot to kill.
And I'm a hero down in Rio, where they talk about me still. Once I robbed a rich ranchero, he was rich beyond compare. And for ransom took his daughter. She was young and she was fair. Olé, Miss Comanchero. My surprise. So I returned her father's ransom, and I kept the greater prize. And now we ride along together beneath the blue Brazilian sky. Comancheros, I am a bandit of Brazil. Olé, I am a bad man. And when I shoot to kill. Olé, Miss Comancheros.
Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Weekend in the Country, the show where we listen to the country music memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that plays some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. Hopefully we'll have some of your all-time favorites and maybe just a couple that you haven't heard for a long time. And we'll do that with a vintage countdown, the biggest records from this weekend of our selected year. And along with some great music, we add a little slice of life just to help you remember how things were back in the day. And this weekend, back in the day, means September of 1999. Yeah, that's a 25-year trip back to play the biggest hits on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart. Well, that's what's going on here today, so let's get started with this weekend in the country. And we begin on the countdown at number 20. This would be the first top 10 hit for Montgomery Gentry, Lonely and Gone.
Pulled in the driveway, picked up the paper, found my key, and unlocked the door. I walked in.
felt like a stranger, like I'd never been there before. And as I wandered room to room, it was silent as a tomb. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. Never heard a howl sound so loud with memories, where there used to be a happy home. In the house on the corner of a lonely and gone. If she talked about leaving, I wasn't listening. If she showed me a sign, well, I never saw. Did she stop believing? Did I stop giving? Ain't putting my finger on what went wrong. Now the quietest noise I'm told is the sound of letting go. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. Never heard a howl sound so loud with memories, where there used to be a happy home. In the house on the corner of a lonely.
Lonely and Gone, the second single from Montgomery Gentry, a couple of Kentuckians, Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry. But they had been performing together since the early 90s. They were in a band called Early Times with Eddie's younger brother, John Michael Montgomery. Well, they spent most of the 90s together in different projects. Then Eddie and Troy decided to give it a shot as a duo. Lonely and Gone at number 20 this week. As I mentioned, that would be their first top 10, heading up to number 5. We're back in September of 1999 on today's show, and moving off the chart was Mark Chestnut. At number 19, This Heartache Never Sleeps.
I work myself to the bone, tired as a man can get. It's the only way that I know that might help me to forget. I lay me down and I pray my soul to keep. It's 2 a.m. I should be sleeping like a log. But I can't blame the pounding rain or the neighbors barking dogs. What you did to me, well, this heartache never sleeps. Yeah, 24 hours of every day I can feel it down in my chest. You walked away, well, I ain't got no rest. It won't let me be. Well, this heartache never sleeps. Well, like a ghost that haunts me down at the end of my bed. Your memory, it taunts me, and it won't stay out of my head till you come back. It ain't never gonna leave. So I might as well get out of this